You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got a real smoking show today. We've got a great show. I guess we can't say smoking. We've got a real vaping show today. We've been talking about medical marijuana. We had myth-busting with Nicole Freed in the first half, lobbyist and attorney for one of the growers. And now we've got my new friend, Ivan Field. Ivan, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much. I got to tell you, I love your energy. It's amazing. Thanks for having us here at MarijuanaDoctor.com. And I'm looking forward to help educate your listeners about the business.
Well, listen, thank you for coming to town and helping people get the access to the medicine that they need. You know, I'll just come out and say it. I met Ivan standing in line. I was standing there at the dry cleaner. I looked at the counter. I saw the business card of Marijuana Doc. I took one because I've had chronic back pain. I'm on all kinds of nasty medication. And I've also, you know, experimented with a little bit for a stomach issue I have. It's been great, great solution for me. And I said, well, wow, can I become, you know, I looked at the card. I said, wow, can you believe this is going on? And I looked at him. I said, oh, my God, you're the medical doc. He says, yeah, when are you coming in for a visit? So I made my appointment. I booked an appointment. I had a reserved appointment. But you accept walk-ins, don't you?
Yeah, of course, Jim. But I will say that, just for the record, I'm not the doctor. I'm an entrepreneur. Originally from Jersey, and I semi-retired, moved out to California, and actually became a patient myself. I was playing a lot of golf. I also had back problems, herniated discs, and, you know, I saw what was going on firsthand in California. And I spoke to some people in Florida. We heard it was coming here, and we looked into it, and patients are paying exorbitant fees in Florida. And, like, I'm saying to myself, well, we can do better. We want to help patients. You know, medicine shouldn't be just for rich people. That's what I believe.
No, I totally agree. Now, we started out with what the process was to get the card, which is you got to make an appointment or you can walk in. And I do want to say one of the issues that I had was that there wasn't enough parking and there was a line of people. Fancy that. Imagine that. So now I've gotten in. I filled out my 8 pages of paperwork. What's next?
Well, first, you have to either call us at 786-577-0006 or go to marijuanadoctor.com, book an appointment. You won't have to wait. You bring your medical records, or you can email them to us. We have state-certified physicians. We'll go ahead and our physicians will recommend you, give you the certification letter, which will allow you to get a card from the state. Once you get a card from the state, and they give you the okay, the green light, then you can go to these medical marijuana treatment centers, otherwise known as dispensaries. So, you know, all patients, you know, need to come back after 210 days for an evaluation. And, you know, if you refer 4 friends to us, we'll won't charge you for your renewal.
Does this count? I think you get it. Anyway, so...
Absolutely.
I wasn't fishing for something, but we'll go to lunch after I get my my card. So what's been the biggest challenge you've faced that since you've, I got to use the term, grown this business?
Well, the biggest challenge is on education, because the state just hasn't educated the people. The people voted on it. They want it. But you look at the bill that just passed and you see all this money going up to the state to run the agency, but you don't see any money earmarked for education. And, you know, there's just a misconception that, you know, if you're smoking weed or vaping weed, you're a druggie. And that's how I was brought up when I was a kid. You know, the government shoved it down my throat. You know, you smoke weed, you're a druggie. You're going to be a loser.
Just say no to that concept.
Well, I mean, you know, when I had that back injury, you know, I found out that all this is, it's BS. You know, the medicine really helps you. We have cannabinoid receptors in our body. Why are they there? You know, why do we have these cannabinoid receptors? Well, after doing a little bit of research, you know, human beings have been taking this medicine for over 10,000 years. And, you know, a lot of people, they're using pharmaceuticals. And it's just not, you know, what people want to do. And this is an alternative treatment. And people should really do the research and look into it. And I hope that the state helps educate the people for what's really going on.
Well, you need to meet. I'm writing it down because I know who you need to meet. Can't say their names on the phone right now, on the radio net right now, but I know who you need to meet. That person.
We've also encountered a lot of discrimination at times.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, we've tried to open up in different cities. We have medical clinics. So we have one in Miami Beach, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. We're going up to Lake Worth. You know,
for what it's worth.
And, you know, we run into municipalities that, you know, oh, yeah, you can open up here. And then they find out we have marijuana in our name. And they're like, oh, no, you know, you can't put a marijuana sign up. And I'm saying to myself, wait, you have Cigar Superstore, which causes cancer, cigars, and you have, you know, people smoking cigarettes. I walk out of a building and, you know, I'm walking through cigarette smoke. And I'm like, well, it says it on the package, cigarettes cause cancer. Well, you know, marijuana prevents cancer. You know, we all know that alcohol is worse than marijuana. And, you know, there's just no education. Right now we're going through a prohibition period, and we're going to look back at this maybe a decade from now, and we're just going to all laugh about it. Because my doctors that work for us at marijuanadoctor.com, they study the medicine. And they've come into my office and say, hey, Ivan, the more I study this, this is going to be a miracle drug. And it's just, that's the reason why, you know, the government maybe is keeping this hush-hush.
You mean because of pharma?
Well, you got pharma, you got tobacco companies, alcohol companies. Every state in the United States of America that has turned legal, recreational, alcohol sales have dropped.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, I mean, it's just, there's amazing research that was done in Israel. And, you know, I'm hoping that eventually one day they'll take this off the Schedule One medicine, you know, class for America, and we can really do some good research here.
What I'd like to do is I want to ask you one more question, then we're going to go to break, then I'm going to ask you, can you stay for a second segment?
Whatever you want, Jim. I love your show.
I love you, too. Okay, so one more question. How does a person get their medication? Because there aren't a lot of these dispensaries yet, are there?
Well, you know, many patients are confused. They reach out to us and, you know, they're under the impression that, you know, they can get their medication from us. And they can't. You know, they come into our medical office. You know, we have physicians that have studied, like I said, studied the medicine. And there's a lot of benefits to the plant. I mean, if you really think about it, aspirin is derived from a plant.
A willow.
So, you know, here we have the same type of situation, medical marijuana derived from a plant. And there's been studies shown that it's better and healthier than Advil. And I used to take Advil all the time for my back.
No, it's when the worst. I used to talk to my wife. She's lost her kidneys thanks to Advil.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to pump in 4 Advil for a round of golf.
You're nuts.
I'm an addict. Yeah, I'm an addict. I love golf. But, you know, now with the bad back, the medical marijuana really helps me.
Stick with us because we're going to ask Ivan a couple more questions after this. Then I'm going to give a quick update. You heard me allude to Vivian. We'll give a quick update on what's going on with Vivian. Ivan, you said you could stay with us, right?
Absolutely.
Rock the house, Reagan.